This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lost is over, but we have to go back here on Down the Hatch for a very special episode of Down the Hatch, talking about taking a break, a sweet, quick little break from Battlestar Galactica, where Mike and I are currently hanging, to talk about the show that brought us all here together in the first place, Lost. Mike. Finally, Mike Bloom, we don't have to make excuses for referencing Lost for the entire length of this podcast.
Wait, I'm confused. I thought we were talking about Battlestar Galactica again, considering that we're talking about Cancer Gets Lost, right? That was that storyline.
Oh, that's right. That happened a couple of episodes earlier on the show. Yes, we would like to thank Baby Boomer for her contributions. Unfortunately, that is just a made-up TV show.
I just love the absolute look on our guest faces of like, well, usually these morons do not know what they're talking about, but I feel like doubly so considering that we are making reference to Battlestar Galactica.
100%. But we are talking about Lost for a couple of very great reasons here on Down the Hatch in our maiden voyage. It's not a maiden voyage when you're leaving.
We've been deflowered. That's for sure. We're not maidens anymore.
We're voyaging away from the safe harbor of post-show recaps. The Cylons attacked. Post-show recaps, and we are drifting on the Battlestar Down the Hatch, our very own podcast feed in the not-too-distant future. But this podcast, still, as we're recording it and releasing it, is a post-show recaps episode, and our final episode on Lost on post-show recaps. So you'll hear more Lost stuff on Down the Hatch in the future. Don't unsubscribe to the pod. But today, we are talking about probably one of the main reasons why we will continue talking about Lost this year, Mike. As we've mentioned a few times along the way, this year is the 20th anniversary of Lost.
Woo! My bones feel crusty and dusty, yes. Feeling like Roger Workman.
So old. Still feeling so old here. And we are not alone today. We have a couple of very special guests to talk about some of the ways Lost is being honored here in this 20th year of our favorite show. So first we are going to bring in, she is no stranger to Down the Hatch and post-show recap. She is the co-host of the Mrs. Davis portion of Down the Hatch, should that show ever come back. She was the co-host of Westworld. I guess I should say is, in case that one ever comes back, but doesn't seem particularly likely. She is and always shall be a tremendous friend of the podcast and one of the single most important members of the Lost community, Cancer Gets Lost's very own Joe Garfine. Joe!
Hey, thanks, hype man. That was a terrific introduction.
I'm always happy to hype you up.
It's every day. Pleasure. It's terrific. Thank you so much for having me.
You need to record a thing that you could play?
Yes.
When I'm not there?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What do you want me to say?
Listen, there are days you wake up with imposter syndrome. You know what I mean? So like that intro, just remind me of why I'm here.
Do you think the man in black woke up with imposter syndrome?
Ha ha.
Yeah, maybe that's his whole, like, I have to leave the island because I just don't know who I am.
Yeah.
I have to find out.
Fair, yes. Well, thanks for having me on, and we'll be talking about the Cancer Gets Lost 20-year anniversary Lost auction after you introduce your next guest.
Yes, I am very excited about this as well. We have wanted to get this man on the podcast for a good minute now, and our schedules have been bonkers and have not been able to align, and perhaps you will understand why this man's schedule has been bonkers if you have been following along the incredible adventures of the Getting Lost documentary that is coming out later this year to honor the 20th anniversary of Lost. We are so, so lucky and really, really hyped to bring in the producer of the project. Ralph Opel is here making his Down the Hatch debut. Ralph.
So glad to be here. Thanks for having me. I am a little bit under the weather and I muted my self.
No, it's fine. Ralph's doing his best impression of John Locke in his favorite episode, Further Instructions. We understand the reference.
Yes.
Dude, so can I just say, like,
part
someone
the podcast was just like the marker in parchment, but Ralph's doing a great job.
I was doing another show yesterday, and someone asked my least favorite episode of Lost, and it is Further Instructions. Wow. And I love that you know that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Josh, when we did the countdown, I feel like it was maybe bottom five.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, it's real low. It's real low.
I want to say it was probably fourth or fifth from the bottom.
Standards are high for a John Locke episode.
Well, what was the bottom?
Oh,
and I'll tell you why it's not the bottom.
Josh and I are both staunch fire plus water opposition.
Oh, great. Great. A lot of people tend to say Stranger in a Strange Land.
Yeah. I'm a defender
on
record.
I'm a defender on that episode for one reason.
Yeah.
And I say it so often that the director of Getting Lost, Taylor Morton, is probably sick of hearing it. It's the last flashback before Through the Looking Glass. And so what it does, it's a great sleight of hand sort of magic trick. It's a misdirect to lead you into. So whatever you think about that episode, because of it, you're not thinking that Through the Looking Glass is a flash forward. So that's important.
Is it a necessary evil? I'm not sure I would call it a necessary evil, but does it serve a function? Yeah, totally.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. We interviewed somebody sort of high up in the Lost creative team, and I brought that up. The Stranger in a Strange Land. I'm like, well, it's great because it's a misdirect for Through the Looking Glass.
You can buy the idea, isn't it?
There you go.
It wasn't like set up that way. They didn't know that because when I brought it up to them, they were like, oh yeah, I guess that is a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah, and the popular conversation on it is like that episode like got ABC book. All right. Okay. Yeah, you could end it. That's fine.
Well, and I do believe, listen, we'll get into like the voluminous number of luminaries that you brought on to interview this project. Correct me if I'm wrong. Did you get Bai Ling? I thought I saw you post Bai Ling at one point.
Yep. Yep.
Incredible.
She's one of our 70 interviews so far.
70.
And Getting Lost, Ralph, what's the URL so people who are interested in finding out about this documentary can go visit? It's
Getting Lost Doc across the board on all socials and website. GettingLostDoc.com. We have a link tree, but if you go to the domain, it takes you to Indiegogo.
You love the word doc, and it applies well here too.
Yes. I wake up every morning and I feel like I see a new favorite person of mine from Lost on the Getting Lost Doc Instagram. And I have to tell you out there listening,
people too,
you know, that like if you are, you know, these are hard times. You know, the days could be bleak. Are you okay? Maybe not everyone is. Do you want to get okay? Are you a huge Lost fan? Hit the follow button on that Instagram account because it regularly puts a smile on my face like every single day.
I wish you had said the Twitter feed though.
Oh well,
Taylor does the Instagram. I do the Twitter.
Well, I can't quite look at that right.
Yeah,
now.
Josh is the Eloise Hawking, being like, I refuse to go back to Twitter. I was on that island a while ago.
I won't go back.
Go to Blue Sky. Blue Sky. I post to Blue Sky, and I just post announcements on that page. Hmm. That's all I post. Are just the
are people on Blue Sky? I'm on Purple Sky.
I'm on Blue Sky.
I'm on Purple Sky. Not on Blue
Sky. It's the easiest way. to see everybody who's been announced. That's the easiest place to do it.
But I feel like Purple Sky, nobody really talks about it, right? Like they did for that one instance, and nobody's like, yeah, remember Purple Sky? That Purple Sky thing happened? Should be a bigger event than it actually
literally
was.
Immediately after it happened, like everyone just like went back about their business. Like, yeah, that's fine.
That is
funny. You guys have been on this island, right?
Yeah, on the show, they never talked about the sky turning purple, ever.
Yeah, the sky turns purple, and then Michael gets sent free, right? Yeah. I think that's the order of operations.
Yeah, it's literally Ben looks up at the sky, watches it happen, and is like, oh, okay, never mind. Let's carry on with this plot point. We're the good guys, Michael.
The closest, I think the closest thing we get is Faraday saying that the light scatters differently.
Yes. That's about it. That's the ramification. Well, the light scatters differently this year in the 20th anniversary year of Lost. So we want to talk about the doc. We've got lots of questions for you, Ralph. We also want to talk to your fellow producer on the Getting Lost doc. Joe, you've been working behind the scenes here as well on this documentary.
Yes, I'm very honored and proud to be a small part of this documentary. With Cancer Good Sauce, I have over the years, CGL started in 2010, so 14 years, I've made a lot of connections with people on the show. And so I was able to put some of them in touch with the team throughout this process. And what's nice is because of CGL, I shouldn't say this out loud, but I don't have to go through agents, managers, or teams. I just go through them directly as human to human. And so that's really lovely. And luckily I've been able to just, contact them via email or text and put them in touch with Ralph. And that's been wonderful. And I'm so excited.
Who's the best texter from the Lost universe?
Jorge, probably.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What do you think, Ralph?
I usually go through emails.
Okay.
I don't have a lot of text, but
here's another question. Who's a voice note sender? Who chooses not to send text and instead will like send 1 minute voice notes to you?
Don't have that. Never had it.
I've heard about one, but I can't talk about them. They have not been announced.
Yeah, there's a couple coming up that are going to blow your mind. They haven't even announced all the interviews yet.
There's just like things that happen. So what happens is like Joe put us in touch with Emerson and Ian Cusick and like Sterling Beaumont, Eric Lang, and getting those people led us to Terry and Daniel. And like it's kind of a snowball effect. So she kind of like gave us this gift of these few people that turned into like it just, and then we get like just cold calls to other people, and it's all just snowballed into again 70 interviews. And it's just been like absolutely terrific. I can tell you this. I don't know who the best texter is, I don't know any of that stuff, but every single person we've interviewed has been gracious. They've been kind, they've been nice. They want to talk about Lost after the camera stopped rolling. Even if they have a hard out, there's been some people where they're just like, oh, it's fine, and we'll keep talking about it. It's fun hearing people talking about their text conversations with other cast members about us. They're all talking behind our back, and the consensus is that we're very nice. One of the cast members contacted another cast member via 17 voice text messages.
Okay.
There we go.
and that cast member was like, well, if they vouch for you, then I've got to do it.
They couldn't get it down in 16, huh?
I don't know.
They're so close.
But it's,
well, no, you don't do that, because then like your computer crashes after you do that. The numbers are bad.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where it's just like, it's really crazy because we shot Daniel Day Kim and Henry and Cusick back to back. And so they're hanging out together with me and Taylor in Hawaii, like two doors down from Police Beach. And listening to them talk to each other about us was insanity.
Yeah, I'm sure.
There's like text threads about us. And so it's getting to the point where they're all doing the job for us, pretty much anybody who we've been interviewing, when they're done, they're like, wow, that was really easy. It was really nice. We're not like hard hitting journalists. We're not going after some crazy scoop. And so at the end, they're like, well, who else do you need? And they'll say, oh, I'll send them a text. And then, so it's to the point where it's like, If they're not in the movie, it's either because of scheduling or they just maybe didn't have a great time on the show and don't want to talk about it. I think Dom was very public about that, which was kind of a bummer. But I'm kind of still holding hope for that guy. I don't know. Word may get out to him, but I mean, we're going after everybody. We got Sean Whalen, who played Neil Frogert, which is, you know, and Bai Ling, who played Achira. Some great others like Eric Lange and Patrick Fischler. We got Fred Lane, who played the Marshal. It's just been like people online will say, hey, you guys should get Matthew Fox. And it's like, if you think that we didn't realize that, then that's weird, because you've seen our lineup. Our lineup is insane. Of course, we're going after everybody. It's just a matter of getting through. There's a lot of gatekeepers you have to get through. And Joe helped us with getting us direct lines to like Emerson and Ian and stuff. Yeah. So that's way easier. And then even getting through to like Terry, it's one of those things. It was a direct contact through Emerson. So the direct contact is great. A lot of folks might say, you know what? I don't want to talk about Lost to their agent. So we get boom, gate kept.
Yes.
If that's the term.
I'm super intrigued from a fandom perspective. Like, how has getting to be, I wouldn't say like completely nose up to the experience, but like getting to speak with so many people that serve so many different roles behind the camera of such a beloved show to yourself and so many people, how has that allowed you to view the show in such a different light, especially on such a seminal occasion as a 20-year anniversary?
It's made me like the show even more. It's kind of crazy, and I don't really want to get too much in the weeds, but halfway through our shooting, Mo's book came out, which we heard that it was coming out. We didn't know quite what was in the book, and it was like Taylor, it was an hour long conversation. I was in the parking lot. I'd read the Vanity Fair article.
Yep.
And I went out, I left the house. I'm going to go shoot some pictures. I'm going to go just get my mind clear.
Clear your head.
Get a call from Taylor, pull over in a parking lot. And it's an hour long conversation. Should we keep doing the movie?
I think like extremely like online Lost fans, especially like that day feels like, you know, like one of those, like it, I remember it where I was. Yeah. It was a hard one.
It was a good punch. We worked it out. And so like, did a secondary interview with Joe and some of the other fans so that they can discuss it and we can talk about it. We did that at Comic-Con. But then we talked to Javi, who was in the writer's room and who was very outspoken in that book. We talked to Damon, who was talked a lot about in that book. And what's great about those interviews was that it helped me come to terms and be okay with liking Lost still. So that's the main thing. Meeting the cast and crew, it's just like, oh my gosh, I put on the headphones and I'm listening to this person talk, and it's the same voice that came out of my TV, and it's I'm sitting here watching them. So like, it just, everything's made me like the show more. I will say this, and I don't think I've said this publicly, there's an article that said something about we're not looking for answers or something. It doesn't seem like, it's like the article's like, you seem to be like, it says like the movie seems to be a retrospective on the series and they're not really looking for answers. We've stumbled across some answers which have completely changed my view of the show, and I love the show even more. And I'm not gonna obviously not see anything. You
found out who was in the other outrigger.
I was just gonna say, if you got the scoop on the outrigger.
I can tell you this. Yes, but who cares?
Oh, come on. Yeah,
who cares? I don't like the outrigger is small potatoes.
Agreed.
In the grand scheme of things. I'm hoping I've been a fan of Lost. I mean, obviously forever, and the fun of Lost and what makes Lost still fun. It's an uncompleted puzzle.
Yeah.
Once you finish completing a puzzle, a completed puzzle's boring. It just looks like the same thing on the front of the box. So an uncompleted puzzle is, you know, with them not answering everything in the finale or doing whatever, and not how come this didn't happen, it makes it something we can still debate and talk about. And so we got a pretty big piece of the puzzle.
Now, is that going to be for just for you, or are you going to, when the doc comes out?
Will we get that piece of the
book? Oh, yeah. You'll get that when the doc comes
out. Wow. Okay. Right. So the narrative continues. Sure, the mythology continues.
There's stuff in, it's really fun.
The Lost Doc is canon.
Well, I don't know about that. but I will tell you this. We did shoot a new Dharma video with Francois Chow.
Yes, I saw behind the scenes of this. Yeah.
Yeah, and we gave him a new name. It's on IMDb. It's Jacques Chandler.
Uh-huh. And, did you give him a new hand is the better question.
No. And you know what's amazing is Francois is so in tune with that character. When he did shot for the doc, we didn't ask him to do this. He did not move his left hand at all.
Amazing.
Because it definitely takes place after the incident. So I was kind of going to bring it up, and I'm like, it's a dumb bit for a doc, it's whatever. But he was so in tune with the character, and Taylor had come up with a script for him to read, and I was literally writing on cue cards and passing them back to him and listening to him say the words I just wrote down, like in his voice, doing it, the inflection. And I was like, I'm like trying to concentrate on writing the rest of the cue cards. And I'm like, what is my life right now? This is insane. He showed up with the lab coat ready to go.
Amazing.
So it's wild.
Yeah.
It's wild.
I think I think it's important to point out that this is not just a love fest. This is a documentary that is made sure to include a variety of opinions. Not everyone loved the finale. Not everyone loved the show. Not everyone loves the show anymore after reading Ryan's book. So I think they did an excellent job of getting a variety of perspectives. And I think documentary is a love letter to the fans. And it is going to be amazing. And they're aiming for September 22nd, 2024, which is for the premiere, right, Ralph? Yeah, which is the 20-year anniversary of the show's debut.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that you say, love letter to the fans, and while this is an audio only podcast, we're recording this with video screens up, and I am looking at the background of one Joe Garfine's subterranean layer, the Garfine station, the CGL station, where I was, a month ago?
Yes.
At this point. And I got a chance to tour the love letter to the fans that is Cancer Gets Lost's base of operations, including some actual love letters to the fans, like from Michael Emerson, for certain things that if you get certain items,
handwritten note,
you're getting a handwritten note from Benjamin Linus himself. So I want to make sure that we are touching on this in a major way, because Joe, you have done such an incredible service, not just to the Lost community, but to the cancer community as well. Through CGL. We've talked about CGL a number of times over the years on Down the Hatch, but obviously the 20th anniversary of the show is such a monumental occasion that I know that you were going to bust out the big guns for CGL this year. And it's basically it's happening not quite now, but pretty close to now. While we have to wait until September for Getting Lost, we will not have to wait very long for CGL's 20th anniversary of Lost auction.
Yes, and just a little background, not everyone may know who I am or know what Cancer Gets Lost is, but we are a tiny organization that is a nonprofit raising money for a variety of cancer charities via online auctions of pop culture collectibles. Now, we named ourselves after the show that we love. We started because of Lost, but we have gone on to do 75 to 100 different TV shows and films in our auctions. We do one large auction a year and donate every single cent raised to a different cancer charity. And to date, since our first auction in 2012, we have raised and then donated over $400,000 to a variety of cancer charities. And I do this full time now, and it's an unpaid labor of love. And I could not be more proud to be able to make a difference in the lives of cancer patients and their families. And the only reason I could do that is because of fandoms, all fandoms, all genres, all casts and crews. The cast of Lost went on to many projects. They would tell their coworkers on their new project about CGL, and then they would donate items from that show. And that's how it is spread. And it's pretty incredible. But this year, being the 20th anniversary, I have been curating and collecting items for 12 years for this auction. And because I have these amazing connections with the cast and crew, I have some very special pieces in this auction. The dates are May 11th to May 18th, just to put on your radar. So we have everything from scripts that Michael Emerson donated with his watermarked name across, his production copy script, his own personal notes and highlights and post-its. Ooh. He has signed. And then I brought one to a convention that Evangeline Lilly signed, Michael Giacchino signed. I have a yearbook, a cast crew only season 6 yearbook that was given just to them. And that is signed by Titus Welliver, Ian Cusick, Evangeline Lilly, and others. You know, I am going to Hawaii in April for Michael Giacchino's Lost concert. I'll be bringing some items there to hopefully get signed by him. And then Ian Cusick and Evangeline Lilly will be the guests of honor. So I'm bringing some items to hopefully get signed by them. I already have items signed by them, but it's nice to sort
can
of
never, add. You know, not
you
have,
can never have too many. Yeah. Yeah. But we have art. We have posters. We have signed photos, trading cards, action figures. We have custom one-of-a-kind creations, a Mr. Klux set with the asteroid, but it's the lottery ticket that's the asteroid. And
yeah, the meteorite, yeah.
Yeah.
The meteorite, actually, yeah. Meteorite, yeah.
That one. We have a one-of-a-kind lost snow globe with a Dharma house in it with a hatch and a polar bear. And we have a Towerette 3D printed statue. That's
yeah, which actually I can see over your shoulder right now.
Oh,
yeah.
That's that. Yeah. That's that. It's, yeah.
That way. Yeah.
That way. That,
that way.
Way.
That way. Yeah, you heard it.
That way. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes. We also have clothing. We have books. We have DVDs. I just today got a package actually from Carlton Hughes's office. So things keep arriving, which is great, but I'm trying to finalize everything so that I can get registration open at the end of April when I'm in Hawaii so that everyone has a couple of weeks to learn the rules, the regulations aren't that many, but if you're interested in participating, every detail is on cancergetslost.org, including we have very, very strict shipping restrictions for international due to lost packages and customs fees. If we lose or an item gets damaged, it's not only irreplaceable because it's one of a kind, that money is then not donated to the cancer charity. So yeah, we try and avoid that at all costs. But that being said, so many people have friends in the USA or a box here in the USA that they ship to. So that's really nice that a lot of international
People could just move here, right? There's
no reason not to. Right?
Exactly. And also, if any of you are coming to Hawaii at the end of April for Giacchino's concert, the day before on the 26th of April, Cancer Gets Lost is hosting a fan meetup in the church, the finale church. Sacred Hearts Academy, which is actually a Catholic girls' school, and they're kind enough to let us go on a Friday evening and sit and take photos inside of the church where they film the series finale. It's such a tremendous honor. I still can't believe I secured this location. That if you're that we're going to the church, and then the next night is Giacchino's concert, and then literally 2 weeks later is the Cancer Gets Lost auction. So there are so many opportunities for Lost fans. And just so you know, not everything is crazy priced. I start everything very, very low. I want to make sure that everyone feels like they have a chance to give back, because the phrase of the show is that we have to go back. The phrase for Cancer Gets Lost is we have to give back.
Yes.
And that we will. This year, I just want to note real quick that 100% of the proceeds from the Lost online charity auction are being donated to the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation, which is an amazing children's brain cancer organization. And it's full circle. Our first auction was for the National Brain Tumor Society for my friend Jackie, who had a brain tumor. Sadly, she passed away right before our first auction. But being the 20-year anniversary of the show, we thought it was important to then circle back to that type of cancer, but then focus on the children. So I will just say this, and I know I've talked a lot, but thank you for letting me go on. I will say bid for the kids and also bid together, buy alone.
Bid together, buy alone.
Incredible taglines. Do you think when you do your event at the church, there's going to be at least a couple people that will sit outside at the table and be like, I can't go in yet.
Yeah. 100%. And I also told people to literally bring tissues because I've had the opportunity to be there and I was not expecting to be so overcome, but I went through the Christian Shepherd doors and I lost my shit. I just lost it. And I wasn't the only one. People just sat there quietly weeping in certain parts of the church. Like you guys get it.
Yeah. Literal religious experience.
Ralph, you were there.
We shot there. And we also, we did our interview with Ryan Ozawa at the table that Ben was sitting at.
Oh, wow.
And we even stuck a fourth camera up from the point of view of Hurley during the interview. So, the church is awesome. And the people who run it are really nice. We had a point of contact. That point of contact went away for one of the teachers that works there, who's a massive fan of Lost. We ended up sitting her down in the church and doing a quick interview with her. She's one of the 70. Like, we just keep like running into these like super nice people. With the Indiegogo, that's one thing, people contributing to help fund the doc. But then like Joe as instrumental, like she gave us some stuff from Cancer Gets Lost for the Indiegogo. In exchange, we gave her some of the proceeds from the Indiegogo to Cancer Gets Lost.
Yeah, I've got my poster right over there waiting to get framed. It's
nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just hearing Joe say that she received stuff from Carlton's office. Mm-hmm. People have read the book. And I know that Carlton maybe not has benefited well from the release of that book, but and it's a struggle. I want to say that the book is a struggle.
Yeah.
But from the jump, Lost has always been about redemption, broken people and redemption. And I'm hoping that our story will help people come to terms with letting go of certain things and just enjoying the show.
I know that I've been really,
certainly has for me.
I know that I've been really curious to see how the documentary handles everything that came from Moa's book. Specifically, like, you know, Mike and I at the time were like, we were moving on to Battlestar Galactica right at that time. And that moment, I think Mike and I both felt like, man, I need this instead, because it hurts too much. And so like, I have not even fully processed or like sat down with my feelings on all of that. And I know that you got Damon and all of these other people to weigh in on it. And I think getting to process that alongside a bunch of, you know, people speaking from experience on what happened, but also alongside all of the fans who are going to be watching it too. I'm hopeful for a healing experience.
Anybody who sort of stopped becoming a fan of Lost because of the book, I can say this, like, we had the difficulty of having to sit in the room with a lot of the individuals after the fact, and it was very uncomfortable for everybody, both sides. But I'm so, so happy that we decided to continue on the doc. It's restored my faith in the show. And I'm hoping that people aren't like, oh, I'm not going to watch the doc, you know, screw Lost. They're a bunch of jerks or whatever. But you know, I'm saying no, there are bad people, but they can change. It's been 20 years. They've had way much more time to reflect on it than we did. I'm hoping people like give us a shot, because I think it'll restore the faith in the series. I'm gonna tell you, like, it's probably better for everybody involved if you continue to like Lost.
Yeah.
This is kind of spoiling something, but Javi, who is the main sort of the most vocal in the book, chapter, in the article.
And you're referring, by the way, to Javier Grillo Marx Watch, correct?
Correct. And essentially, and I've said this before on other podcasts, so it's not that big of a spoiler, but he essentially, is what he says is, listen, he has had a really bad time in that writer's room. And really the only thing that kept him going was the fact that almost on a monthly basis, even now on a monthly basis, people come up to him and tell him how much they love that show. So if fans don't like the show, then it was all for nothing.
Right.
You know? So essentially, like, he pretty much made me feel like, you've got the green light to like the show. I want you to like the show. I don't want to have to suffer through this BS and then nobody like it. Like, he's like, no, he loves that people love the show. And you know, I don't know. Joe, you've seen the sizzle reel that tackles the issues of the book. Do you feel better after it? I feel like it makes me emotional, but I'm involved with making it like I've been to every interview almost. Yeah.
Like many of you, has been brutal for me. Like, when that came out and I had a heads up and I actually had an advanced copy. And I actually said this on the documentary, I believe, but I felt this weird sense of betrayal, even though I'm just a fan. Literally, despite Cancer Gets Lost, I'm still just a fan and always will be. But I think it's important to note for the documentary that we're not defending the actions of what was described in Mo Ryan's book. I'm not defending the human beings who did them. That's their responsibility to take responsibility for it. And we put them on camera to do so. So I will just say that, right, Ralph?
Yeah. Everybody who comes onto the documentary, it's their movie. So if, like, I know Dom keeps saying, like, I have too many negative things, you know, going on. Like, if that's a story that he wants to tell, it's his to tell. Anybody can say anything they want on the documentary. They can bring up the book. They don't have to bring up the book.
Yeah.
When it came to people who are directly involved with the book, the stuff that the fans are concerned about, we felt like it was necessary if you're going to be on, like, you know, Javi and the showrunners and stuff, we're going to need to, like, bring it up. But for the most part, the movie is not about that. The movie is about the Lost fan community. It's about the show, the impact on pop culture. And, you know, with any popular thing, there's going to be some missteps and we will touch on it. But I'm so glad we are going to touch on it, because I know people are like, oh, you know, why did they come out 20 years later to bring it up? They're still, you know, afraid of consequences of coming forward. And there's all of the stuff that goes into it. But at the same time, it's like, it's going to help all of us sort of be able to let go.
Agreed.
It really time to move on. So it's not going to be a massive thing, but it is going to be a part of it, because I think what the most important thing about it is that it did help me, you know, it helped me a lot. And I feel like it's going to help a lot of other people.
100%.
Yeah. What I'm intrigued by is you speak a little bit about the structure of the doc. So just to clarify, like, this is not going to be like and this is how we made season one and this is how we made season two. This is more so going to be a more macro. This is what Lost is and what it means to us, more so than an actual documentary about the making of Lost.
Well, I mean, it's literally called Getting Lost, right? Yeah. We have to, you know, what is this thing that we're trying to process and understand? Like, it's right there in the title.
Right.
Yeah. There's a couple meanings. We were not sure about the title. And then it was one of those things where, like, it's twofold, because the thing that everybody still talks about in pop culture now is the ending of Lost. People may have understood it. People may not have understood it. And so it's one of those things where it's like, getting it. It's like about getting it. So people kind of talking through, we've interviewed 70 people and we have 70 different opinions on the finale. We just had a really good one on Tuesday. Someone brought up a point that I hadn't heard and I was like, it's a good way to think about it. So it's mostly, you get some behind the scenes, but it's mostly stories. There's not going to be anything technical in it, even though we talked to, like, Larry Fong, who was the cinematographer for, I think, 8 of the first season episodes, including the pilot. We don't get into, like, film stock, lenses, anything like that. He talks about having to work in the rain, what it was like being there. So you're going to get more of a sense of, like, what it was like living on the set. What it was like being a composer, what it was like being the safety instructor, the swimming, like, safety person who was keeping sharks away from Josh, Harold, and Daniel. So you'll get like stories of what it was like there. And you'll also get stories of what it's like to be a fan, and every single person
which was also like what it was like to be there, you know, because I think that's what it really felt like when you were watching the show live. We were there too.
Yeah. And so it's hard to describe what it is. But it is ultimately about the fandom.
Well, that's not Lost itself, you know.
Yeah.
So
it's like,
now the big question.
Yeah, it's definitely not a making of.
No.
But we do have a ton of set stories.
But you also just have a ton of stories. You have 70 interviews. You could make a whole show.
Yep.
Are you going to make the Getting Lost TV series after this? Release the tape.
There's a streamer. Hey, if a streamer wants that, we will gladly take the money and hire an editing team to do that. The plan right now, until we do find a home, is to make a feature length doc, a little bit under 2 hours, possibly. And then just do like,
right there. There we go.
Yeah. Just do a burly, like extra DVDs, extras and stuff.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. There's just too much.
Well, I think
we want to know every single detail of every single person in the stories.
No matter what, though, if you reach the 108 minute mark, you have to have Francois Chop pushing a button and then you can move on to the next 108 minutes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Just push it again. Well, I appreciate the two of you taking so much time. This is such an exciting year. Like, yeah. I've started feeling excited about Lost again in a major way. Again, like, a big piece of this is just engaging with the documentary stuff on a daily basis on social media. But actually, Mike, I don't even think I've told you that I've, like, started quietly rewatching Lost.
Are we doing this time. Again?
Just... I don't know.
We're almost halfway through BSG, and Josh is already looking to go back to the island. Look,
and it is BSG's 20-year anniversary, too, this year. Not getting as much press, which is all right. we'll take care of BSG, Ralph and Joe. You can spearhead Lost.
Imagine if we did it, and I'm like, okay, this is great. I don't know what you're talking about. Don't spoil it for me. I haven't
no spoilers for Mike. Mike is not seen the show. He's figuring it out for the first time. But no, I've been quietly rewatching the show. I've had a lot of travel lately, and I think I said this to you, Joe, that like I watch Lost on airplanes. Is sort
can't
of like,
do it.
Don't kink shame me, but that's what I do. You know,
you just need to avoid like, you know, one particular the first scene of the first episode.
No, okay. I watch the pilot every time, and I try to book my seats as close to the Lost numbers as humanly possible.
You're that guy. Time.
And I watched the show on my phone, and I rewatched Walkabout on this most recent flight of mine. And it's just, it's insane just how pristinely it holds up, you know? You know, I think just like the acting, the mood, the music, the island as a character, it all just sort of transcends 20 years. And it takes me feeling, you know, it brings me back to, I guess I was what, a 19-year-old, and the show is coming out, and I am just, you know,
now?
It's coming out, and I'm just in awe of what I'm watching. And I'm starting to feel that nostalgia again, in no small part to both of your efforts. So from Mike and I and the hatchlings here on Down the Hatch, Joe and Ralph, we just want to thank you both for putting this together. And we're so excited for the documentary to come out. And I know we'll want to talk to both of you again, when we get the chance. And as we get closer, to the finish line here.
Absolutely. And I just have to say that it is like, you know, I know it sounds repetitive, but it's such a deep honor for me. And I feel like this is my destiny, to use the Lost word, to run Cancer Gets Lost. And, you know, something Damon Lindelof said to me the first time I visited his office for the 2012, I think it was our first auction, flew down to LA, got a bunch of stuff signed. He was kind enough to do that for us. And he said, there's no better way to honor the legacy of Lost than through what you're doing, giving back. And that has stuck with me. And nobody does it alone. And I could not do it without people like you and the fans across the globe. So I just want to say thank you for your kind support and for supporting the greater good through pop culture.
Amen. Yeah.
Ralph, anything else you want to say before you just grab a camera and probably go interview your 71st person?
Yeah.
We don't have any schedules. We're supposed to be done recently. One of our interviews got pushed to like the week of the concert. And as we were talking here, I now have text messages popping up about a couple other people that are considering joining, behind the scenes people integral to the show. And so we'll see if that happens. It's been, we're being talked about not only by the fans, but the people who are on the show. So it's just been a tremendous ride. And I can't believe where we are. I can mention some things off the air, but I probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
But it's getting to the point where like pretty much if they're not in it, they have some reason for not being in it.
Yeah, not for lack of effort. Yeah.
And I would encourage the fans online, rather than maybe being very expressive about who we don't have in the documentary, maybe just take a second to reflect on who we do have in the documentary.
You have Josh Holloway in a cowboy hat.
Right.
Everyone needs to chill out. Like, this is going to be incredible.
What a dude. Josh Holloway is exactly what you want Josh Holloway to be.
I interviewed him once, and the only thing I would say is that he was a lot sweeter than I expected. It's like, oh, well, you're a darling, but he could turn it
on. Everybody. It's literally been everybody's been so sweet to us.
Yeah.
So sweet to us.
Incredible.
So
amazing. Yeah. All right. Well, that's Getting Lost Doc on all of the internet, anywhere you can go.
Especially Purple Sky.
Especially Purple Sky and Twitter to support Ralph. I may even, all right, fine. I'll look. I'll get back on Elon Musk tell site if that's what it takes.
Like, it's the Ark of the Covenant for Josh.
I'll do it. I'll look into it. I'll look into it. I'll do what I have to do. Getting Lost Doc everywhere on social media. CancerGetsLost.org.
Cancer Gets Lost on Twitter.
Everywhere.
Yes, we are on Twitter, Threads, and Instagram. We are not on Facebook. We are not on Purple Sky. Wink, wink. But all the information. We are doing previews and photos of all auction items on Instagram and Twitter. It's never X.
Incredible. At A Mike Bloom Type for your jokes. At Round Howard if you want to follow a ghost. We will be back.
Michael, are we talking to you?
Very soon. We'll be talking about Battlestar Galactica again, resuming our coverage there. And it is the 20th anniversary of Lost this year. May we have some more tricks up our sleeves? Who can say? Stay subscribed to the feed. We shall let you know. We'll keep you posted. Ralph and Joe, thank you both so much again. This was a total delight getting to talk to you both.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Take care. Bye. Everyone, see ya. Wow, what a weird way to end this thing. Bye.
Everyone, see ya.
Wait, I have to rewind it.